Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Around the World, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. You know, the government should listen to us, those of us who are disabled, and not listen to these agencies as much as they do. Because most disabled people know what they want. We live it. We have to deal with it on a daily basis. And if the government would listen to us more, the government would benefit. Because people would be able to get jobs a lot easier. The money would be spent in a more practical way, productive way, that's supposed to be there to help us. The politicians would be happier because they would be able to reduce the taxes that people pay if they listen to the inner sight idea. And the whole thing would come together in a much better and bigger way. I mean, well, you know, remember, of course, no system is perfect. But the system we're in now is horrible. Now, we had a classic example just recently with these nursing homes with the governor in New York State. He didn't listen to us. And look what happened. People died in the nursing homes. People were brought in who were infected with this virus or other things. Who knows for sure, you know. And it was a horrible mess. And it's still going on. If the governor would have listened to us instead of these agencies, you know, those of us who are disabled, it would have been a much better situation. People would have been able to have their own place. They would have been safer. They would have been able to go out in the sunshine. They would have been able to choose holistic preventative measures. And that's really what it's all about, supposed to be in this country, freedom of choice. They would have been able to listen to guys like Gary Noll and Dr. Calliope, who could advise them, you know. There's one simple, low-cost remedy that people could take, apple cider vinegar, that would help them. I doubt very much if they'd let you take that in the nursing home. They'd have to go and get a prescription and the whole business. And even then, they probably wouldn't allow you to take it. In any event, it would wind up probably being a fight. So, when the government doesn't listen to us, they bring trouble on themselves. Because the system is supposed to be there for us, to help us have a life, to help us get a job, to help us be productive, to help us have a place to live. Now, the government owes us accessibility. The government owes us basics that we don't have, that they didn't provide for us. And now, because of this pandemic, it's a lot worse. See, that's another thing that we said and have been saying. In a time of an emergency, we're the ones who suffer the most because we don't have the basics. See, people that have the basics are inconvenienced too, yes, and you know, they feel the effects, but not the way we do. You know, we suffer the most because the government fails to protect us. Now, this week is the anniversary of the American Disability Act. That's one of the most horrible laws or rules that I've ever come across in my life. We were a lot better without it. We really were. Well, now with it, there's all kinds of excuses not to give a disabled person what we need. Anyway, Inner Sight, around the world, BigEastTaquitaRescue.org. Check them out, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. And it's really horrible. This is the time of a year that many a people, and especially now, if they've lost their job and all that, many people will throw their dog out in the street. You believe this? It's horrible what they'll do to an animal. Throw them out. Make them homeless. Don't do that. You know? Call the local shelter. If you have an Akita, call the Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Summertime is the worst time for animals to be abandoned. All right. So, we in a sight remind you, please, you can't have the animal. Make arrangements, because somebody out there will love that animal and will take it. That's what rescue is about. And it's even worse if it's a child. That's even worse. You know? Call the local hospital. Bring the kid to the local hospital. I hate to say it, but you can leave them there. Police department, you know. People who neglect their children. Go an extra mile for a child. We remember Corey, Avante, Tommy, and Ollie, and all the others. Beautiful, beautiful people. So protect the children. Watch out for them. Inner Sight, remind you. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty. And let's see, goodmojoprinters.com, suttoninsurance.com, and Touro Law Center with a .com, some of our friends, all right? Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary trying to make a difference. And he does. Dog food, cat food, medical. So you dial him up, 631-484-3085. 484-3085. Check him out. Long Island Connection with my friends over there, Rocco, Terry, and Bobby. Check them on the Facebook, Long Island Connection. All right. What else we got? Inner Sight .info is the website around the world. James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. You can dial him up if you have a legal question about your civil rights, if you're disabled. Yeah, we need more protection. We need more enforcement. That's what we need. All right. We have recently reached out to the government in the form of the Republican Party, hoping that they're going to respond. You know what happens, and I've seen it happen, I've witnessed it. When a disabled person calls to the politicians for help and ideas how to improve things, a lot of times these politicians will call the agencies and they'll tell them, oh, no, don't worry about that. Everything is fine, you know. See, that's what happens. That's why you can't make progress. Because instead of listening to the people who live it, they're listening to the agencies who take the money off it because we live it. You see the difference? There's a big difference. So the agencies have a motive to tell you don't pay attention to us. That motive is money. See, one big example of that is several years ago when Joe Arion was alive and we approached the town of Islip. We wanted to set an example. We had a promise from Good Morning America that they would, if we did it, that they would come and film the town and show how one town could be completely accessible. You know, we raised a little bit of money to put some braille up in town hall. We raised some money to put up an accessible traffic signal. And then the town turned around and contacted the agencies for the disabled, and they refused to help. And that's when the town dropped out of the whole thing. See? They're the typical example of government listening to people who have no idea what the hell this is about. The only idea they have is that they're making money off of it. They could care less what happens to us. We saw that during the pandemic, and we're still seeing it. You know, you can witness that on the Eyewitness News website with Michelle Charlesworth. It's still up there, the story she did, how Inner Sight pointed out that these agencies should be doing a lot more. All right? So there you have proof positive of what we're talking about. Government doesn't listen to us. You know, even when you're trying to give them an idea how they can save money and make money, it remains to be seen now if the Trump administration and campaign people will respond to us. Let's see. You know, they want votes. We want freedom. And that's the way it works. You know, one hand washes the other. But we'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted, of course. All right, Inner Sight, engineerless at the time. Where's the engineer? All right. If you're dialing in 213-816-1650, and once we get our engineer, we'll welcome your phone calls on Inner Sight Live. Television, Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, at 11 Wednesday night. Goes on to the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. So check it out. That's the
Your co-host engineer is here. I heard
All
that.
All right. About time.
Yeah, I had my aunt called from Florida, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell her to look out for that stupid virus. It's supposed to be down there.
Yeah, she wanted to touch base with me. I'm going to speak with her tomorrow more. I told her that I'm on the air, you know.
Tell her to get that oil of oregano.
Yeah, I did.
Start taking
it. Yeah,
sure.
She said to look for it. Everything's been kind of, yeah, it's been hard to find, she said, things in Florida.
Probably a lot of people are buying it.
Yeah, probably.
All right, Inner Sight live around the world and talking tonight about how the government should listen to us more than they do the agencies. You know, we could teach them a lot more about the disabled.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Listen.
And we could show them how to make things work better that would benefit this country.
Yeah.
If they'd listen to Inner Sight.
That's right.
I mean, what do they got to lose? You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, around the world, 213-816-1650. And let's see, how we any callers on the line? How are we doing?
We have Maureen, but she hasn't queued in yet.
All right.
Yeah, she's listening at the moment.
Yeah. So, yes.
Yep, she queued in.
World. We hope you never have to go through what we go through, you see. But tomorrow, God forbid, if you become disabled tomorrow, you're going to get plunged into a whole nother world.
That's right.
Okay. A world that cares more about the money than you.
Mm-hmm.
That's for damn ass sure. You know? So, think about that. You know, and there are going to be more disabled people coming out of this pandemic.
Virus. Oh, yeah.
So-called.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take, is Maureen, want to speak?
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight Live, Maureen, with our nursing home advocate out there in Queens.
All right, here she comes.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the move because I'm buying a million. What? Wait a minute, I'm buying a million fans. Okay, 1 second. I made it. Okay, I'm back. Hello.
All right.
I had to climb over because I got a million and one fans because I got no AC, so I'm here.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I have to come in here to hear, you know.
How
I can't
you doing?
Be by them in here.
I know when I spoke to you earlier. Yeah,
well, you
had
to jump
in the shower
because
it was so hot.
No, I was at Burger King. My friend took me. We went to Burger King, then we went to the bank. We had to go do a few things. Then I went and got some clothes. So I needed a couple shirts and stuff. So I got a very pretty shirt to wear to the nursing home when it opens next week, hopefully. So I just got back, actually, a little while ago.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I've been out the whole time. So, Suzanne, I'll call you later with that number, okay?
My husband's
sleeping. Can I call you?
Can you call me tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Can
tomorrow?
You call me
that
tomorrow,
better?
Please? Yeah. My husband
I'll call
goes
you tomorrow.
To sleep, remember? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'll call you tomorrow. Anytime better, yes?
And I totally forgot. That I have, no, very later in the afternoon because I have a stupid appointment I totally forgot about. Yeah.
So what time?
I don't even have transportation. I don't have transportation. It's, I have my appointment at 10. I don't even know how I'm getting there.
All right, well, I'll call you later in the afternoon tomorrow. I have to drop off the bag of food. Okay, I have to drop off the food to my mom, too, tomorrow.
Yes.
Goodbye. There you go.
I want to help you with that. Maybe, I don't know, call me on my cell. Maybe tonight I could just throw it on and that's it. It doesn't take long. Call me after the show.
All right.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Call me on my cell.
We won't stay online.
No,
we won't stay online. I don't
want
to bother, you know, your husband there. So, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so,
you know, I'll probably go in the bathroom and, you know, and talk.
Oh,
okay. It'd be
in
easier.
The office.
Yeah, hey, Maureen, do you have do you have a date when you're supposed to go see your mom? They give you a date?
Well, you know, some of them were on vacation because I kept calling and they kept saying soon and nobody actually. So I talked to the liaison, like between the relatives and the the patients and the nursing home, and she told me probably the first week in August.
But there's no definite date, right?
No. They're still waiting to hear, I don't know, hear from whom, maybe himself, I don't know.
when they give you a date, I would ask for it in writing.
Hmm.
Because you never know what they're
going to do.
And you know what the sad part is, Frank? Each nursing home is different, okay, in a sense. Because each nursing home has to wait until they're like 29 or 28 days COVID-free.
Right. Yeah.
If a staff member comes in, like what happened with my mom, comes in with the virus, the clock resets again.
Well,
yeah,
you should still get a written statement from them with a date on it.
Well,
then it goes right back to another month, and then you never get to see them.
That's it.
You
never get to see them. Yeah, that's what happening with us. Yep.
Hmm.
Well, that's another reason why we told them to get the people out of there.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We knew something like this was going to happen.
I know.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Obviously, they don't care. Because
if it takes one person to set everything back, then it's never going to happen, you know?
That's right. And you know what? It keeps doing that. I'm just going to not only take the person out, I'm going to publicize what we're doing with the people and how we're helping them. That's it. You know?
Mm-hmm. They had a man on the radio today, too. It's been months since he's seen his grandmother. I don't know where it was. I didn't hear. It was a drive-by visit.
No way. Really?
Yeah, I guess they stayed in the car and Grandma stayed in the doorway or whatever. Yeah, drive-by.
Oh,
did you ever?
God.
I don't know. This whole thing is so stupid to me, really. You know? It's stupid. It's aggravating.
Grandma's
it's,
in jail.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It is. It's like they're in jail.
If they say to me at any point, Frank, I want everybody to know this. I don't want to be in a nursing home. And if they say, we're not providing you home care anymore, let me say something. I will all of a sudden not need it. Seriously.
Mm.
Because I'd rather be without home care, even though I need it right now still. I'd rather be without home care than go in a jail. Seriously.
Yeah.
So.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Well, they're 25%. They're 25% lower occupancy in nursing homes because people are either leaving or not going in. So they're going to lose a lot of money.
Yes, they are.
Mhm.
They don't want to be locked in jail. Seriously.
And that's why. That's why COVID patients were more valuable to them than regular patients.
That's right. And it was. You know why? Because they got more money for each COVID patient was in the nursing home.
Well, now, where are these people going that are not going to nursing homes?
Finding a place. I don't know how.
Is the next question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they're going, but they're finding something. Not in New York. New York is closed down for everything. They don't care. Just don't.
Where are they putting the homeless to from the city, city hall garbage?
They're putting them in hotels. So if they could put the homeless in hotels, why can't they put the disabled and elderly in hotels and save their lives? That bothers
exactly.
me, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That should be a title for next week, Frank. Really, we should question that. We should really, really question that deeply and try to really get in touch with the governor. I think I know who has.
Well, they use hotels for shelters all the time.
Yeah, but you know what, Frank?
Nothing
if
new
they
about
do that.
That
for the homeless people and use nice hotels that are not have not been in business for you know, months, and they're using everything, needing everything and anything to get people in there so they don't lose the businesses, and they're supporting the hotels, and they're supporting your standard people who can actually probably work, you know, and your disabled and elderly who worked all their, well, mostly the elderly, have worked all their lives to put, you know, food on everybody's table and help everybody and pay taxes and have these programs. You know what? I'm sick of this. I am.
Yeah, because there are many of those homeless people that are well able, you know, they can work if they really wanted to go out and get a job. To have people sleeping in the park there on filthy mattresses and making their own tents and somebody said God knows what was in there. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
That was just done to save face because they knew Trump was serious about sending in the troops. That's why was dismantled yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
They're so obvious.
Does
you know, they
know
think people are stupid like them.
Yeah, he said he was. It wasn't.
Oh,
it was
and he would have. He would have.
Yeah, and he would have. He did it
and I would have been
in Portland.
Yeah. I would have been glad if he did, because it has to end at some point in time. Now, none of those people are spreading the virus.
Oh, yes, they
you know?
Are. Oh, yes,
of course
they are.
They are. Mm-hmm. But Governor,
know.
You know who, and our mayor, you know what, will never admit it, you know.
I want to know if our numbers
you know?
are fudged. Seriously.
Our numbers, oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes. In fact, Trump last night when he was on with his, daily thing, he mentioned them first as what started the numbers to go up. And it is only since the end of May.
Well, according to the Fox News today, 4 million people have died in this country supposedly from the
virus.
You
know, I think 4 million have it. 4 million haven't. I don't think 4 million have died.
Four million have it, right? Yeah, 5 million have it.
But you know, you can't go by these numbers.
Okay, 4 million have it.
Were
is that what it is?
Yeah, five actually. Going on five soon.
That doesn't say much for the medical profession.
No, it doesn't.
No, that's not how many have died. That's how many have been.
Yeah, I said that. I said
with
that.
It. Oh, I didn't hear you. But the thing is...
Correct.
4 million
have been affected.
Yeah, which is still quite a lot, you know. But you can't go by numbers either, because at the beginning when people... They just clumped everybody and said they died of that when other people were dying of heart attacks.
But,
remember
right,
they were
so
telling, I think, Anthony, his mother, not to call for an ambulance if, they're, you know, she was having a heart attack or something, or he told us that, remember? Remember they were telling people
if
somebody was having a heart attack, not to bother calling for an ambulance.
Yeah.
Remember?
True. Yeah.
So now
you got another situation. I think the numbers are really such, and I'll tell you why. Because you have people that have COVID and they're not being counted, and then you have people who don't have COVID and they're being counted.
Better
being counted. You know?
Yeah.
So it's both, the numbers are really fudged both ways, honestly.
Yeah.
Because
so you're really never going to know.
Who died in the nursing homes, and they're not being counted way before they started counting. So they didn't know. They thought it was the flu in the beginning.
Mm.
So now they, you know, they kept saying, oh, this is the flu, wow, bad flu season, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So they had to go back
and
take those cases, because a lot of them were buried, you know, mm-hmm. and they're not going to exhume all these bodies, and they're counting them as COVID, okay?
Right.
And then I told you, it's all botched up. Then you have people who actually have it, right, or had it, okay? They weren't being counted in the grand count. So I say that there are a whole, because this testing is so haphazard, and everything was so unplanned, and everything is not correct, that either we have a whole lot more people with COVID, or we don't
have a whole lot less.
A whole lot less.
Exactly. Exactly.
You don't know what the real truth is.
You don't know what the real truth is.
We're never going to know for sure. We're never going to. There was a poor man. He was said he had it. They told him he had it. He isolated his wife and daughter. He told people that he was with. Some of them stayed home from work. And then he got the thing saying it was, he was negative. And the 80 people in the nursing home, and I think it was Connecticut. So how are we ever going to know? And first of all, they went from having no tests. Then all of a sudden we have a bazillion and 1,000 tests, you know? Where did they get all this testing from? I'm a little suspicious of the whole thing, you know?
I'm suspicious, not of COVID, because I see the death. The death is the proof of positive that, you know, hey, something's going on and going on fishy, no matter what.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. The death is the truth. Okay? Mm. But, now, you know something on a grand scale is happening, okay? Now, COVID itself, okay, has been around for many years, okay?
Right.
This one just happens to be a new one. And COVID is part of the common cold virus, okay?
Right.
So, if they solve this completely, they'll solve the common cold, period. So, you won't get a cold anymore. They really solved it. They really bring everybody to the table and solve it, cure it. You'll have a much better, healthy.
Oh, you know what they should do? I came up with an idea. See.
Yeah.
They should have get these holistic doctors together, and let them create a mask that promotes and helps the immune system. You know, it could be you wear it. You know, you may have to change it every week or whatever it is, but ingredients on the mask that goes right into the skin and right into the bloodstream that promotes the immune. Then when the person wears the mask, there's a real purpose. Now it doesn't mean a damn thing. Those masks don't stop the virus.
No,
we just
they don't stop
that
the virus.
And it's strong enough. No. Yeah.
We
that's
just came
what
back and nobody's wearing a mask around here anymore.
Well,
you
guess
know?
What? They're gonna try and make it mandatory for the nation. I hope they do. In a sense. Mm-hmm. But I also hope they have this filter.
I don't know how they're
gonna
do that. What are they gonna do? Arrest people and don't wear a mask?
No, give them hefty fines.
The jails will be full of them. How are you going to find people got no money?
That's
stupid.
It. That's the
politicians don't always wear their masks.
There are many pictures of the politicians.
They're not wearing
them. But now they're gonna try and make it mandatory. They're going to try. But I don't know how.
And I'm getting sick of wearing it. I'm really getting so sick of wearing it, really, you know.
You also have autistic people. Lisa. Has her son who has autism, and he can't. He's having a lot of trouble wearing the mask. She told me.
Right.
So what she's doing is keeping him home so he doesn't have to deal with the people outside as much as she can. She only lets him out.
According to Baja Monday, if you're disabled and you have a note from a doctor that you can't wear the mask, you're exempt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell her to call Jimmy.
Well, the cops are going to go buying cars and all. They're not wearing masks.
he's having a lot of trouble accepting it. Like he takes it off because he finds it, you know, bothering his leftism.
Yeah, especially in the summer now, it's getting really, you know, it's disgusting. It hurts your ears. You know, it's irritating. It really is.
Yeah,
it's right. You know?
Hey, tomorrow night's Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, the funnies, tomorrow night.
Yay.
In the Inside Live.
Friday. The
All right. On
the. A lot of money today.
The philosopher's going to. The disabled friendly philosopher is going to philosophize how the medical profession has failed us in this country. More than
that. I could give you a lot on that.
Maureen, you got anything else? How's your mom?
Oh, she's good. I talked to her today. She's doing all right. She just wants to know when I'm coming.
To talk to your mom today.
Yeah. Well, she has a nice DNA. She came back today. Well, she said she was coming back under. Oh, they found her bottom dentures.
Yeah. I found that funny.
I said, I hope they're hers.
Yeah, right?
They were in her box. I don't know where the box was that they only found it. But the girl said, oh,
maybe
I found her mother's dentures.
Old
and all
right.
Well, you know, she had changed rooms. They had changed rooms when she had the virus. Then they brought it back upstairs. So I don't know.
Right.
So,
maybe that's how they found
so
it, or why they found it. You know.
Say again, Suzanne. I'm sorry.
Maybe that's why they found it. Is because she was in her own room. You know.
Yeah. Well, she's been in this room for a while. So I don't know what took them so long.
Yeah, my mother doesn't have an assigned room, a steady assigned room. Anymore. She went there.
Oh,
she's been there four rooms. No joke.
Yeah, well, she's been in a couple, but she seems to be. And the one next to her does a lot of hollering, and so she's got to get her out, man. It's just, it's too much, you know? So I'll call you tomorrow with that number, okay, Suzanne?
Oh, you can do it after the show.
Oh, after the show.
Do it
on my cell phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, do it after the show.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Inside.
Doctor's appointment.
Thank you, Maureen. And
thank
let me know. So, as soon as you find a place, let me know.
Yep.
I'll be out looking. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Inside. Okay, take care. Okay.
Means freedom.
Wait, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Advocates for the disabled and. I want to remind everyone, if the government would listen to us at Inner Sight, see, the independent living centers can't do what we want to do because they're tied in with the state. They're paying their salaries. You know, they can't go ahead and criticize the state or do what needs to be done. We all know that. I mean, we've seen it in so many examples, right? But if the government would listen to us, now we're an agency. Why don't they listen to us? You know?
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because we counter them. We challenge them. We, you know, that's why they don't listen to us.
Yeah, but, I mean, listen to us. Lower the taxes. Get the disabled involved with these agencies in raising the money, you know, and start this volunteer. Now's a good time to start this volunteer program.
Yeah, you know why nobody's doing anything.
Because people don't want to go to these nursing homes. I mean, they never did want to go to them, but now it's even worse.
Right.
So in many, many ways, this virus can be called a blessing in disguise. I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Hate to say it, but it's true. So listen to us, government. Lower the taxes. Get the agencies to start raising the money. Enable people who are disabled to get jobs, and you're going to make money in addition to, you know, to the taxes.
Exactly.
Being lowered. there's the plan, you know. There's the plan, and the people who are running for president, you want votes? I'll tell you how to get votes. Put enforcement on the American Disability Act. That's one of the most vital things. If a president of the United States, or even Mr. Biden, if he had any way to do it, either one of these people wanted to be president, if they tomorrow posing strict enforcement on the American Disability Act to take effect, you know, within 30 days, you know, strict enforcement, and everything must be made accessible under a strict enforcement. You know how many disabled people would vote for that person?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
All right? Coupled with the fact that I'm proposing a major tax reduction because we're going to get the agencies for the disabled to start raising part of the money that we normally put in to help the disabled. And we're going to create a debit card system so that the person can run their own life.
Right.
There's another block of votes that a party would get. Because that's what people want. I'd vote
that's
for a guy who said he's going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. If Biden can't do it, he's not president yet. But if he said he was going to do that, you know, I'd hold him to it. I'd say, Joe, you really want to do it? Let's have a news conference.
That's right.
You know? Let's tell the world, you know?
That's right.
Or Mr. Trump, you really want to do this? You know, put it all over the world. Or give my friend an exclusive, Michelle.
Right.
Let ABC break it. She's perfect to break a story like that because she believes in inner sight.
That's right.
You know? That's what needs to be done now. Now, if neither one of them get off their ass and do nothing, then you know what we've been saying is damn ass true. They don't give a crap about us.
That's right.
That's the bottom line truth of this country.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
And the only way it's going to change if that happens is Inner Sight gets the money. Forget about these politicians. Because as far as if that happens, if Mr. Trump or Mr. Biden do nothing to promote these ideas, then, you know, essentially, who knew you don't need them. What do you need them for? For what?
Yeah.
They're going to become president, same old stuff? We don't need that world.
You know where we stand then, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, the worst thing out of everything is that these people who have COVID now are having long-term conditions after COVID. And, you know, I can't help in my heart but think that COVID, you know, was created. I don't know why, but my heart says it. You know, and I'm telling you, mark my word.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, it could be not only from the virus, it could be from a combination of things, which the virus made worse.
Yeah, that's
remember,
true.
So many other people have other conditions. Now they get this virus, and it really brings them down, and now they, because of it, they could come up with a major disability.
Of course they can.
You know,
which is
all the more reason, why the government should listen to us and start putting these things into practice, because you're going to have millions and millions of people, if what we just said is true, if it happens, millions and millions of people who are going to go out there and look for jobs who are disabled.
That's right. They're
not going to get those jobs unless there's accessibility and enforcement to bring that accessibility about.
That's true.
So there it is. It's up to the politicians. They give a damn about us or not. They're going to stay in the old ways, then forget it. You're not going to get anything. The old ways are dead.
I'll tell you, I don't believe they feel, I don't know. Part of me says this is going to definitely, be really, really challenging to get people to, understand what we need.
That's why you need the would-be president and the current president to stand up and say, "Hey, this is what we have to do. Listen to this guy within his sight, Perino. He'll explain it to you."
Yeah.
And we believe.
We've
what
done
the hell
lot.
You got to lose?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
God forbid. Something happens, and one of them is going to get in, and God forbid they pass away. If nobody picks up the idea, what can you say? Mr. Trump wanted to liberate us, and the idea, unless another president picks it up, the idea dies with the president.
Yeah.
Not within his sight, but with the president.
Yeah.
But God forbid, I hope Mr. Trump lives forever. And Mr. Biden.
Both of them, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. See, there are many, many reasons why the government should listen to us. And you'll notice, world, we're not asking the government for more money. On the contrary, we're showing them how they could make money if they would listen to us.
Yeah.
All the people that would be able to get jobs and lower the taxes.
Yeah.
Use that volunteer idea for people who need help who are not going to go into the nursing homes. Look at all the money you could save there. And didn't you ask your aide what she thought of the idea?
Yeah, she loved it. She thought it was an awesome idea, actually.
Thought it was a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
She said she would do it.
Pay your rent for the month?
Yep. She goes, who would not do that? Who would be stupid enough not to do that? She said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pay your rent, pay your mortgage, And get, you operate on donations.
That's right.
You got to have a lot of money to start a program like that because you can't leave people out in the cold.
No, you can't.
You got to have that help there,
Of course.
You really need a group of a committee of wealthy people who are going to say, all right, we pledge. We pledge to keep this fund alive.
That's
what you need. A committee like with celebrities, like a guy like Bon Jovi, who I hear is a very, very beautiful, generous guy.
Oh yeah, very generous guy.
My friend Ira is working on a project that he may be involved in. So.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
But. That's what we need, really.
Yeah.
A committee of affluent people to say, hey, this is a wonderful idea. People don't have to go into a nursing home. They stay in their own home.
Oh.
The person coming in is trained and bonded. And yes, we'll for so many hours a week, we will pay their rent for the month or their mortgage.
Right.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Believe me, there's people like that around who would be on a committee like that. You got to find them.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight tomorrow night. The Funnies, don't forget, we'll be here with laughing gas. What's laughing gas anyway? What is that?
Nitric oxide, I think.
I heard of it, but I never...
Yeah, it's supposed to make you happy and not care.
Tomorrow night,
sort of
folks, we have exclusive audio tomorrow night. Exclusive audio of Jimmy Dinigan on helium. with a helium balloon.
Oh, my, that's going to be funny.
All right. Wait till you hear that. I mean, this was so stupid. But we try to tell Jimmy, don't inhale that balloon. He wouldn't listen.
Uh-oh.
We were able to dig up this footage. I don't know where we got it from. But anyway, tomorrow night, Jimmy Dinigan on helium balloon.
Yeah.
With pale ginger ale. All right. Tomorrow night. And oh, Miss Ma, I thought Miss Ma was going to have a mental breakdown.
I think Miss Ma did. Poor Miss Ma.
All right, in a sight around the world, if you want to call in and sound off about the government, go ahead. You know, you see, people who sound off about the government, you got to have a definite plan. You can't just go out there and say, oh, get rid of this, get rid of that, get rid of... No.
No, you can't,
That's not going to work that way.
Nope.
You got to have something to put in that, in the place of getting rid of, something that's going to work better.
That's right.
See? That's what inner sight, that's what we believe we have.
That's
right. A system that's going to work better. Because anybody out there, if you live long enough, you're going to be disabled.
That's
true. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Guarantee that. You know?
Yeah.
So all these things should be in place.
That's
be
right.
Ready. Be prepared. That's what I say. The government should have listened to us years ago.
That's right.
I can't believe that when all this stuff started, that there wasn't someone who said, hey, what are you doing? Well, why are you building all these steps? Suppose a person for lack of a better word, suppose a person is crippled. How are they going to get up all these steps? Somebody had to say
that. Was no, because they're idiots.
Somebody, someplace had to say that. A friend of mine called me. A friend of mine called me from her apartment and said that she found out that in places on Long Island, they had everything was ramps, and they had these big elevators that could hold a wheelchair, and then they got rid of all this stuff.
Oh, how stupid!
You know,
honestly.
So some places did have it, and they made it worse. So that means they owe us even more.
Yeah.
What'd you get rid of it for?
Because they're idiots.
If you had it. All right, Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, on the Funnies. Louie will be here.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can get Louie to sing a little song.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, so we are determined, and we're going to keep telling the government to listen to us. We're not going to stop.
No.
And we'll also do it by example.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other thing, you know.
Yeah.
Another big example, listen to us when we say a person denied a service dog should have rights because you're disrupting their life.
Of course.
No one has the right to disrupt someone's life and not be legally responsible. And that's the bottom line. And that's why there should be licensing of the agencies and the right to take them into court if you have to.
Yeah.
So listen to us, government. We know what we're talking about. And there's a situation there's a situation with the service dog thing where millions and millions of people donate hundreds of thousands of dollars and their money is being misused when that person is denied a service dog without legal rights.
Yeah.
I hear it all the time. Oh, I donated $500 to get so-and-so a dog. How come so-and-so didn't get their dog?
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
But you see, nobody talks about this but us because everybody else is afraid. They don't dare.
That's right.
A friend of mine told me in confidence, I would never reveal who it is, that a good friend of hers was denied a guide dog.
Yeah.
And she couldn't do a damn thing about it. And that's when she said, you know, you're right. There should be a law. Damn right.
Now I'm wondering who this person is. I know this person.
All right. So in a site.
Do I know this person?
I don't know. And we will be with you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
On the open, on the funnies. Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Yeah,
Gabriel will be here with. Gabriel will be here with one of his crazy adventures. All right. What else we got? Inner sight. We don't have a time for a phone call, do we? No.
Let me take a quick look and see if we have any.
We got about 3 minutes left.
No, we have
left.
No more phone calls. We have no more phone
calls.
No calls.
All right. No calls.
No calls.
Oh, do the Able News real quick.
Oh, Able is newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts in a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a subscription. You could get a subscription online for free and visit ablenews.com and sign up for that subscription. Back to you.
Yeah, they got that personal column too.
Yeah, oh yeah, did I forget that?
That's my favorite.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Well, they have that personal column that boasts
the marriages. I think the personal column is a little obsolete these days.
Oh, yeah. Well, because nobody is dating.
All right. Inner Sight, thank all our listeners
maybe
around
the world.
Maybe
tomorrow we'll look at it.
We thank that guy down there in Australia who...
Oh, yeah. Shakedown. Shakedown. Radio.
Yeah, the
Chris
rock
Cat.
Guy. With his show.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090 at 631. Anyone who would like to contribute to the fund to get Suzanne to this, to Dr. Calliope. By the way, you can hear him on ABC on the weekend. Radio.
Yes.
Anyone who'd like to contribute right now, call Inner Sight. The GoFundMe is not up yet. 631-224-3090. Call us and we'll tell you how to make out the check. All right, it goes right into a fund in her name through Inner Sight for this doctor.
That's right.
For the stem
cell. It's tax deductible too. Yeah, to the stem cell.
All right, we got to raise at least 15,000. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.